suddenly you'll say, you know what, whatever they want, give them and don't think about it. Thinking, the brain and all that, no thinking. Automatically, whatever they ask, give them. You don't know what you're giving, you don't know why you have it, and don't even think about it. Just do it. Yes.
In our bounty, there is no retrenchment or reduction, no sorrow or regret for this generosity.
This is the generosity. The generosity of Creator. I remember when they was talking about the generosity of Creator, the only thing I could imagine was the non-generosity of Creator, because something was missing. I was a child and I needed this, I wanted that, and none was there. And so what is this generosity? Now I have that question to you. Is the life generous to you? Any of you? Because all of you are the winner of a very special lotto. Yeah. This lotto you buy is one in 25 up to 200 millions. I'm talking about the lotto that was won in 500 millions. Yeah. Your daddy gave 500 sperms that night. One of them is you. Why? We know that you were not the best, you were not the fastest, you were not the biggest, you were not nothing. You just got lucky. That's how I'm made. But do I pay attention to that? And the lucky that I am, that I'm alive, because where I was born, in the time that I was born, the number of the children that the family should have is 13. And the number of the children they have, non-teenager, is only 2. All around the city, the children should die. Because there was no doctors and blah, 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 blah. So they would die. I remember a lot of friends I had, they had the ID which was 2 to 4 years older than they were. Because the first child was born and they go to the process and have an ID for this guy and he'll die. The next guy, this is his ID, so what? Not to go to the city and go to the process of I'm one of those who didn't die, right? How many times I was supposed to die? How many times every one of us is ready to die? This is what it is. But we don't look at that one. We are all greedy because we want more. Why? Because we are animal. Every animal does this. Give an animal something good. Give two pieces. You would get one and say, no, thank you, this is enough. The little animal will go to the top of the tree, will put the stuff in his mouth, which will be this big, which could never eat them, will come back and hide them here and there and forgets about it. Because the other animal needs that. This is how it is. The animal life. Don't forget that we were born animals. Right? But before being born, we started to change. Yeah. The music, even musicality of your mom's sound, change you. You are ready. You understand that they talk. So when you come out, you try to imitate talking. You get all of this, but that animal is there always. It's alive always. The only thing I could do is to make him sit down and be the second fellow in here to understand that it is my brain. It is a part of me, period. Yes.
Will thy hand beneath the mat, O trusted man, in order to blindfold the evil eye, fill my...
And this is those, one of those exaggerations that we hear a lot. يَدُ wa إِلِيهِمْ The hand of God is above all the hands of the people. Who's one? God doesn't have a hand. But in our story, okay, he has the big hand and you should understand it. Why? Especially because here, in this paragraph we are talking about what? You're talking about be a giver and don't think that you are a giver. You should understand that the giving comes from somewhere else. When I'm lecturing, I'm giving the people something. But I should understand that this is not me. I got it from the others. Now I'm giving it. So it's not mine. Not to make me arrogant by giving. This is the point. Yes?
Fill thy fist, therefore, from beneath the mat, and give it to the hand of the beggar, whose back is broken. Henceforth, give from the wage that is not grudged. Give the hidden pearl to everyone who desires. Go, be thou, the hand of God is above their hands. Do thou, like the hand of God, scatter the daily bread recklessly. Release those in debt from their responsibility. Like rain, make the carpet of the world green. During another year, this was his work, that he was always giving gold from the purse of the Lord of the judgment. The black earth turned into gold in his hand. Beside him, Hatim of Tai was a beggar.
Yeah, Hatim Tai is the character which is the best giver who gives everything to everyone and blah, blah, blah. So, you heard it. 2 years begging, 1 year being a giver, right? Then what? Oh, we have to talk about it. How did it happen? Because there is a question that I hope you have in your mind. The question is, then they would ask, how did you know, uncle, that this fellow needed that stuff? Because you are not alone. You are a giver. The other people around you, they question you. They even question you, how did you notice that this fellow needs that stuff? And Rumi will explain it to you. But this fellow, looking at the people, the only thing that he will see is their need, nothing else. What else is there? Haha, if you are you, the greedy fellow, with all your plans and your show-off and your hidden agendas and all that, you don't have time to see the simple needs over there. When you become selfless, then you could see the self of the other people. If not, you're like them and you're playing a game. He will explain this, not in one paragraph. Look at it. The second paragraph is the cause of understanding what's inside the people. Then we go back to the fox. So that's the future for you. You have to read it again and again. And you see how tricky it is? Because it's in the middle of explaining something which is not explainable. And he knows that he has to use different stories to show you the different dimension of this, because mainly he is giving you a prescription for 2 years, that we'll talk about it, how we count the years and blah blah, but anyhow, for 2 periods of time you have to beg. Why? To kill your pharaoh, to kill your arrogance, to get rid of all of that stuff is not easy. Then you're simple. Then you could see the people. Then you could understand, because you think about them. You look at them. Now, you don't. You judge them. You want them to what? Right? You want them to love you. You want everybody to love you. Why? If I'm a good person and this is a bad person, is she going to love me, like me? No. And I'm glad she doesn't like me, because she approves the wrong stuff, isn't it? This is the game of this silly brain. He wants to get rid of all of this, then to let you understand that if you don't have the brain, you are this donkey. This donkey apparently has the brain, but when the brain is not working, what is the brain? A nonsense. This should work. What I mean, this should work? This is working for the animals, right? Ah, in me, it should work differently. Because I'm different. Because I understand honesty. I know what the cheating means. And I know what the arrogance is. And so on, and so on. This is where we are. I hope next time we'll continue like that. شد چنین شیخی گدایی کو به کو عشق آمد لاعبالی اتر عشق جوشد بحر را مانند دیگ عشق ساید کوه را مانند ریگ عشق بشکافت فلک را صد شکاف عشق لرزاند زمین را از گزاف با محمد بود عشق پاک جفت بحر عشق او را خدا لولاق گفت منتها در عشق چون بود فرد پس مرو را زنبیا تخصیص کرد گر نبودی بحر عشق پاک را کیف وجودی دادمی افلاک را من بدان افراشتم چرخ سنی تا علو عشق را فهمی کنی منفعتهای دیگر آید ز چرخ آن چو بیزه تا باید این چو فرد خاک را من خار کردم یک سری تازه خاری عاشقان بویی بری خاک را دادیم سبزی و نوعی تازه تبدیل فقیر آگه شوی با تو گویند این جوال راسیات وصف حال عاشقان اندر سواد گرچه آن معنی است این نقشه پسر تا به فهم تو کند نزدیکتر قصه را با خار تشبیهی کنند آن نباشد لیک تنبیهی کنند آن دل قاسی که سنگش خواندند نامناسب بود مثالی راندند در تصور در نیاید این آن عیب بر تصویر نه نفیش مد شیخ روزی چار کرد چون فقیر بحر کدیه رفت در قصر امیر در کفش زنبیل و شیعه للحزنان خالق جان می بجوید تای نان نعلهای باجون از دی پزر عقل کلی را کند هم خیر سر چون امیرش دید گفتش ای وقیح گویمت چیزی منه نامم شهی این چه صدری و چه روی است و چه کار که به روزی اندرهایی چار بار کیست اینجا شیخ اندر بند تو من ندیدم نر گدا مانند تو حرمت و آب گدایان برده ای این چه عباسی زشت آورده ای قاشیه بردوش تو عباس دبس هیچ ملحب